that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 people dying. Forecasters are saying temperatures should start to moderate by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double O'Rewards points on over 200 items. If you're not an O'Rewards member yet, sign up in-store today. It's fast, easy, and free. But hurry, double points are only available for a limited time. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Record cold weather from a polar vortex has brought much of the United States to a standstill. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures. The wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. Crews are still trying to restore power to more than 7,500 customers in seven states. The cold is also freezing fuel lines in planes. FlightAware's Mark Duell.
So far, more than 5,000 flights have been canceled. Once the aircraft and the crews are out of place, it can take about a day or so to get back to normal operations, depending on how bad the disruption is. So even once the weather lifts and improves, there'll still be some flights canceled or delayed.
Murder charges are being filed against a man accused of anti-Semitic acts. Prosecutors say Mohammed Mohammed tried to run over two men outside a synagogue in Los Angeles while yelling hateful remarks. Mohammed is due in court on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has been able to do one thing that only President Donald Trump has been able to do, and that's unite the Democrats against him. Most Democrats are of the opinion that if Schultz jumps in as an independent, he would take away votes from Democrats, thus helping out President Trump in 2020. Schultz was asked about this on Fox News.
I think the Democrats need a little bit less caffeine right now, is what I think. I think they've over-rotated completely, because it's very possible that if I run for president as a centrist independent, that more lifelong Republicans will come my way than Democrats. So I think the whole thing is just an overreaction in 24 hours. Let it all play out. Let people get to know me and let the story get out.
Schultz has also been taking some heat from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, to which he says,
I find that so offensive. First of all, Elizabeth Warren doesn't know me. I mean, I started from nothing. I'm self-made. Isn't that the promise of America, too, that regardless of your station in life or where you come from, that you can be successful in this country? I also think it's ludicrous. Elizabeth Warren, a number of years ago, knocked on my door and asked me for money when she was running for the Senate. So it's somewhat duplicitous, isn't it?
Did you donate?
No, I did not.
To Elizabeth Warren?
No, I did not.
She didn't make the sale.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All too often lately on this program, I've been recognizing I'm having my little, it's not on purpose, so it doesn't count. My little Steve Jobs moments when, remember when Steve Jobs used to do his little Apple shows, the dog and pony shows that he would do, and he would announce all of the new Apple products and what he was rolling out. And then every single time, wait to the very end, and he'd go, and there's one more thing. And then he would bring out this super cool new idea or product that they were launching. I find myself doing an entire rant or a segment here on this program and saying, you know what? I got to add to it. One more thing. Well, something that I've noticed, and again, I think that this is a great teachable moment in regards to, I guess, a little bit of insight into how the mainstream media thinks and how, again, they're just woefully ignorant of how the world works. They don't understand capitalism. They don't. They have no understanding of what capitalism is. You take a look at some of the stories that have been put out by New York Times, Bloomberg, and there's a few others out there as well in regards to the death of John Bogle. The New York Times obituary stated, Vanguard managed its index mutual funds at cost, charging investors fees that were far lower than those of virtually all of its rivals. Vanguard's consistent growth produced riches for Mr. Bogle, but not to the extent that another ownership structure might have done. And they give the example of Edward C. Johnson, chairman of Fidelity, who has a net worth of $7.4 billion. Bogle's net worth was estimated at $80 million. Now, first and foremost, Fidelity does a lot more. A lot more stuff. There's many more things than Vanguard does. But still, I don't like the direction that the Times is going. The Times business section stated, Jack Bogle was no billionaire, which ran over an article crediting Bogle with giving up his chance at great wealth by eschewing ownership of the company and describing Bogle's $80 million as small change by the standards of money management. Instead of making billions, helping millions was the Times headline. An accompanying Times article described Bogle as someone who didn't care about his own bottom line. A Bloomberg columnist by the name of Nir Kaiser echoed the theme, calling Vogel's fortune laughably small compared with those of Blackstone Group founder Steven Schwarzman or BlackRock CEO Larry Fink. He should be a billionaire. But Jack Vogel chose to make others richer. Again, this is coming from a Reason article by Ira Stone. This is nonsense. Let me tell you why this is nonsense. If John Bogle, call him Jack, if he decided to go the way of the other mutual fund companies and money management groups, who's to say that he would have just gone out of business like so many others? Would have been just another mediocre money manager from some forgettable fund firm. Huh? Who's to say? Basically, they're writing this story saying, wow, look at this man. And he, listen, I give tons of credit for this guy. But saying, look at what he did. Look at what he did. And he gave up profits, and that's why he was so successful. Whoa. Does, and again, Reason points this out. There. Is Jeff Bezos giving up profits because he is he has Prime members and he can make more money if he just charged everybody $15 to $20 for every delivery? No, it's a different business. What Bogle did was what fit his personality, what fulfilled his life. I could be making a lot more money than I'm making now, my brothers as well. If we, first and foremost, if we stayed in the investment banking, mergers and acquisitions, there's a lot of money in that. If we decided to listen to all of the consultants that tell us to fire all of our smaller clients, to get rid of the smaller ones there. Don't deal with them. Only go after the big clients. And we decided to put up a velvet rope around our firm and only take in the wealthiest of clients based upon our track record. We might make more money. Maybe. Probably. But who cares? Capitalism is not a race. It's not a game. Where at the end, you take a look at your checking account, your banking account, what you have when you're about ready to die and say, look what I got. I won. No. This is a fundamental disconnect with society as a whole. It's what you do, my friends. It's the experiences that you have. It's doing what you love, doing what you enjoy, building, creating. Well, you think that, oh, I'm going to go cruising around country clubs and golf clubs on the weekend rather than going to my kids' games and events and coaching them? What, so I can maybe meet some more really wealthy people and have them send me money and have us manage it for them? No way! How many conferences I blow off that I'm supposed to go to? Look at all the people that you're able to meet there. My kid has a game. I've got a tournament I've got to go to. This is how I structure my life. I'm not structuring my life based upon the riches I can show off on my Instagram or Facebook account. Those people make me sad. They do. That is a very, very, in my opinion, depressing existence. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to know thyself. And what best suits you. Make choices based upon what you love, what you want to do, not based upon I'm trying to compete in the world of social media, or keeping up with the neighbors. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. And you don't think that we see the repercussions of what people do? Chasing stuff? The stress that it causes within their families? What do you think one of the number one causes of divorce? Money issues. Without a doubt, money issues. How many people that we've tried to counsel over the years to make significant changes in their lives? And if they don't, we put it to them, if they don't, you are going to have issues in your relationship. You're going to have issues within your marriage. What do you think happened to the ones that didn't listen to us? Now, capitalism is not a sporting event. It's not a game. It's not. Financial planning, trying to decide what year you're going to retire in and working towards that year. That's dumb. It's dumb. You don't know how many kids you're going to have when you're 20 years old. You're going to plan your life out like that? How shall I put it? Sucks to be you. Doesn't sound like much fun to me, that's for darn sure. I mentioned jobs. We have always done things differently. Again, go back and watch his Apple campaign from years ago. Think different. My friends, conventional wisdom is poison. It's poison. Vogel knew that. And that's what made him an immense success. He didn't eschew profits. He said, oh, you know what? I don't want to do well. No. He did what he thought was right. He did what made him happy. And he was an enormous success doing so. Have to take a break. You are listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great things right there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, the Graham Stain story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates. The tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
Hello, we must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These, the Graham Stain story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Mike Hewitt here.
just a question. Did winning the Cold War provide us with a generational-sized unintended consequence? Seriously, are we better off without having a common enemy, an evil empire, an opposing superpower with a socialistic economic engine crushing government authority over its people in a complete absence of anything like our Bill of Rights? Yep, there it was, working devilishly hard to remind us of all of the things we should never allow our Union of States to become. And now the American left calls for an end to what freed so many from abject poverty, even as they embrace much of what we once stood together to denounce. Capitalism won, socialism lost. That's a fact, and yet many in academia and our media are working hard to fool a generation into believing things that just aren't so. Find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, I am a ginormous Stevie Nicks fan. Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay, we're going to bring in some politics, reality here. One of the things that we have to do, I think it's quite important, is try to follow what's happening within the country, whether it be demographics, whether it be in Washington, D.C., in order to help our clients, help protect them, position them, protect their assets as best we possibly can. Now, for many people listening to the program, this I may shock you with some of the things that I'm going to say. You're going to be surprised by this. I did talk about this on our Monday through Friday program, and yeah, I did get a lot of shrieking, nasty emails out there telling me I didn't know what I was talking about, and this and that, and Trump's the greatest, and all that. Well, bear with me and listen to what I have to say. Now, Donald Trump continually puts out that he has done more in his first 2 years than any other president ever. Now, if you take a look at his record, he's done a lot of very, very good things. Things that we have given him credit for and applauded him for. Reducing regulations. The tax reform bill, which it's okay. It's average. It's not great. Obviously, two Supreme Court justices. But even that, okay, Supreme Court justices are kind of like first-round draft picks for football teams. You never know when you're going to get a Ryan Leaf. That's the reality. Now, John Roberts could have put the kibosh on Obamacare. Instead, he decided to rewrite the law. Tax reform bill. We gave C-plus to a B-minus grade. We think it's great that corporations can now compete with the rest of the globe. I think that's fantastic. But the tax reform bill didn't help small businesses, mid-sized businesses that much. And also the reality is it disappears. It fades away. It expires. It expires. And I don't like tax reform like that. I don't. It's not real reform. That's like, here you go. Here's something you can have for a little while, then we're going to take it away. Now, on the other hand, again, this is what got everybody crazy. I stated that Barack Obama in his first 2 years in office did more than most any president. I mean, you go back to Lyndon Johnson as far as consequences are concerned. And that's what people fail to understand. Consequential. Barack Obama in his first 2 years, before the 2010 midterm where Democrats got wiped out, passed Obamacare, took over student loans, making homes affordable, a stimulus package, bailed out the automakers. I mean, a litany of things. And basically, he lost Congress and pretty much just dropped the mic and just hung out for the next 6 years.
and made himself look cool, tried to make himself look cool. But Obamacare was a big deal. A bigger deal than I think most people understood. This is something that I was warning people about at the time. It is a movement in a direction. It's taking the country in a certain direction. We knew it was going to fail. We knew everyone's health insurance was going to go through the roof. There was nothing we could do. One of the things that we did at Markowski Investments is we used to set up health insurance plans for people. Part of what we did. We didn't make bupkis doing it, but we went out there as part of people's financial plan, making sure they had good health insurance. And we warned everybody, said, nothing we can do. Prices are going through the roof. It is what it is. They're going through the roof. And we were right. Consequences. One could take a look at Lyndon Johnson and his Great Society programs. What? He wasn't consequential? We live with that legislation every day. We don't account for it. We don't say whether or not it's working. I have. We've talked about it here on the program. But it's a movement where government gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it becomes more acceptable. You had the darling of the mainstream media, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, coming out and making statements this past week that, geez, years ago? I mean, Barack Obama wouldn't say this stuff when he was running for office, or even when he was a state senator. Even when he was a senator, coming out and saying that it is immoral that our system allows for billionaires to exist. Really? You mean evil guys like Ken Langone that raise hundreds of millions of dollars for NYU Medical, they medical school there for free? Or I can go on and on and on. And other dumb statements like the world is going to end in 12 years unless we fix climate change. These are the numbers, people. And again, I'm trying to warn people. We give you what the terrain is. I might not like the terrain, and I don't. I don't. I haven't liked the terrain for a long time. And I've warned people, yep, we're heading towards socialism town. We're in socialism town. Government is getting bigger. And no one's here to stop it. Republicans aren't going to stop it. Republicans couldn't repeal and replace Obamacare. They couldn't get that done. 56%. 56% of the public supports Medicare for all. Not to mention the fact that when people are told, get this, when people are told that it would guarantee health insurance as a right for all Americans, support shoots up to 71%. Which is, I find that funny. Guarantee health insurance as a right. And I laugh at that. You know, I laugh at that. I say, gee whiz, if health insurance should be a right, shouldn't food be a right? Shouldn't shelter be a right? They're much more pressing than health insurance. Watch any survival show. When Bear Grylls lands in some remote jungle somewhere, and what was his show, Into the Wild or whatever it was called, I don't even remember. The first thing he does when he hits the ground running is he doesn't look for health insurance. He looks for ways to feed himself, create shelter. But oh, no, health insurance is going to be a guaranteed right. 71%. What does this mean? Where are we going? Well, we'll get into that. And now that I mentioned that, we'll tell you what you need to do. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get there. Take advantage. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5980.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're building the wall right now. It's going up fairly rapidly. We're renovating tremendous amounts of wall, which is good stuff that's in very bad shape with massive holes in it and fencing coming down. It's being beautifully renovated. In some cases, we have to replace it. We renovate some, we replace some, we build some new. But the wall is going up right now in all different forms.
President Trump at the White House regarding wall funding. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill as well, Speaker of the House Democrat Nancy Pelosi was giving her weekly press conference where she talks about wall funding being included in that package that the Democrats and Republicans are working together on.
There's not going to be any wall money in the legislation.
The extreme cold temperatures across the Midwest are now responsible for at least 10 people dying. Forecasters are saying temperatures should start to moderate by Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, a little bit more on this poll done by the Kaiser Family Foundation. regards to Medicare for all. There is a little caveat in this. And this is, of course, when telling people, which, again, it's extraordinary to me, just the overall ignorance of our population. I hate to be rude, but I cannot lie. I can't. It was a compliment the other day. Someone described this show. They're like, you're like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. You just keep blurting out the truth on all these different things, no matter what the consequences. Yeah, I tick people off all the time, but I'm telling you the truth. We have quite the ignorant country. Oh, yeah, I want all this free stuff. Uh-oh, but wait. We're going to have to increase taxes. We're going to have to increase taxes. And you know what? Service is going to get worse. We're going to have delays in service. Oh, no. All of a sudden, support drops to 37% and 26%, respectively. What do you think is going to happen? You don't think the government is going to have to ration service, pick and choose? Of course they are. No brainer. Again, it wasn't put that eloquently, but she was right. Sarah Palin called them death panels. She's not wrong. But you don't think that taxes are going to have to go up to pay for this? You're talking about $35 trillion over a 10-year period of time. Where's that money going to come from? It has to come from somewhere. This is the next thing. You're going to start hearing, pay close attention, more and more of this phrase. I can't even call it an idea. I'm going to call it a stupidity. The latest stupidity coming from the left. Modern monetary theory. I'm not telling you, this is an actual idea. And I would equate this, and someone talks about modern monetary theory, I want you to think if someone comes up to you and says, you know what, I've got modern flight theory. I'm going to show you. I'm going to walk to the top of that building. I'm going to jump off it, and I can fly. Now, if someone told you that, you would do everything and anything you could to stop that person. If that became difficult, you would call authorities because this person needs to be committed. In essence, that's what modern monetary theory is. It states that the sovereign, the government, can borrow as much as they like, can print as much as they like, because it's better to do that than to balance the budget. All of the good things the government can do by spending and spending and spending and spending and spending. It's patently absurd. It really is. And you've got history to prove it. This is going back. This is going about when I write this. June of 2012, I wrote a column entitled No Risk. And I'm yelling and screaming. Republicans were yelling and screaming at that time about our national debt and deficits. Again, they came into full power, and they decided, hey, yeah, forget about that. John Adams. Yeah, John Adams. One of those real smart guys that founded the country. Said there's two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. Yeah. You know, you want to go back in time. The Romans. The Romans used to have gold coins. And originally, the face value of the original coin equated to the market value of gold in it. But the Roman Empire, much like the United States Empire, which is what we've become, spent money haphazardly that we didn't have, that they didn't have, that we don't have. Public subsidies, military expenditures, public works, and a huge government bureaucracy. The Roman Empire, much like the American Empire, raised taxes and printed more money, minted more coins to pay their bills. Coins were issued with less gold over time, and guess what? People lost faith in the currency. We're going to take a break right here, and again, a little bit more of a history lesson on how this turns out. It's kind of like King Kong movies. The monkey dies in the end. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at hashtag BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. So we talked about the Romans, and hey, it's not difficult to come up with parallels. But we're not empire building. We don't have troops all over the globe. We're not fighting nonsensical battles in Somalia, Syria, Afghanistan, here, there, and everywhere. You know, at least the Romans, when they were building their empire, they would take an area over. They'd say, hey, you know what? You guys kind of run things the way you want. Just pay us tax. We don't even collect tax on this stuff. This ends up just costing us money. But anyway, the Chinese. About a little over 1,000 years ago, the Chinese started issuing paper money. We can buy a lot of stuff if we print a lot of money. So they did. They did. Eventually, people caught on that the paper money was just paper. And prices started to rise. In order to keep the scam going, the Chinese rulers of the day ordered death for people who would not accept the paper. Yeah, you can take a look today. Go online. They show pictures of the amount of Venezuelan paper money that it takes just to buy normal goods. Even nations in the past that had huge gold and silver reserves spent beyond their means. 16th century Spain, they were able to control a lot of precious metals due to the New World. King Philip II managed to spend it all and then some. Sound familiar? Wars, shovel-ready palaces. Yeah. You know, he defaulted on his debt four times. Even though his revenue doubled during his reign. In 1576, when Philip's revenue was up by more than 50%, his debt jumped by one-third. The last bankruptcy occurred when peak gold shipments were coming to Spain. Holy shnikes, people. All this sound familiar to you? Yet we're being pitched an idea right now that's absurd. Take a look at all of the things that are being promised by these charlatans in Washington, D.C. Why is it that so many Americans can't say to themselves, how are we going to pay for this? We're $22 trillion in debt already. We have not balanced our budget. And no, there's not enough rich people to pay for this. You could go ahead and you could confiscate everything that these rich people make, and it's not even close. So what's going to happen? Well, your taxes are going up. They're going up. You're going to have embedded taxes. You're going to have taxes on your taxes. You're going to have taxes that you don't see. Your payroll taxes are more than likely to go up. And you better be prepared. Again, I don't like the terrain, but it is what it is. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Ah, another good old REO Speedwagon for you here on The Watchdog on Wall Street show, home of the greatest bumper music of all time. All righty. Talk quickly about trade and tariffs and mixed messages here, there, and everywhere. I want to explain to everybody something. Behind the scenes, not in public, off the record, let me tell you what they're saying out in Silicon Valley, out in California. They support Trump's hardline trade policy. They support it. Oh, no. This is Silicon Valley. This is California. They're all social justice warriors that must hashtag be woke. If they ever came out and they actually were honest, for crying out loud, they'd be crucified with the current climate that we have today. That disgusts me. It does. Our current climate today in this country is disgusting. It's awful. Anyway, yeah. They're no problem. No problem with the tariffs. They'll deal with this stuff. Why? Sometimes you need to take a step or two backwards to take quite a few steps forwards. And the most important issue when it comes to trade for the United States, a nation like ours, who excels in research and development and ideas, is the ability to retain those ideas, to make money off of those ideas. If we're going to continue to develop technology and make products just to have them stolen by some Chinese company backed by the Chinese government, well, that's problematic. So, yeah, you're not going to hear it. It's not going to make the press out there. Silicon Valley tech companies support Donald Trump on trade, but it's true. Anyway, wanted to touch on this, another bit of a how the world works story. The legal minimum wage for New York City employers with 11 or more workers rose more than 15% to $15 an hour. And what do you think is happening? All across New York City, restaurants are cutting staff. They're cutting hours as the minimum wage hits 15 bucks. People, unfortunately, most people, politicians, of course, they don't understand business. They don't understand what margins are like in restaurants and how it is a business of counting pennies. It is. It is a business of counting pennies, nickels, and dimes.
What do you mean? I just spent $45 on my Oso Buco.
Yeah, you did. How much was that Oso Buco? How much did it cost to pay the chef and everyone else working in the kitchen and the dishwasher and the electric bill and the rent and all the regulations? You don't think that that's priced into your Oso Buco? Huh? Of course it is. And it's hurting these businesses. The drive for 15, and you people out there that support this, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm going to be brutally honest here. You're mental midgets. Each and every one of you is a mental midget, and I'm going to explain why. Why 15? You tell me how you came up with that $15 number. And you know what? I'll run naked across Central Park. How's that for a challenge? You show me the mathematical formula that says $15 is the right number, and it should be applicable all across the U.S. of A. And I'll run naked across Central Park for you. But you can't. You can't. You can't. You couldn't. Listen, the ghost of John Nash cannot come back. The ghost of John Nash cannot come back and make a formula. Will Hunting at MIT cannot come up with the formula because it doesn't exist. It is an arbitrary number. It doesn't make any sense. Employers will pay people what they can afford to pay. Plain and simple. Anyway, I got to talk on this quickly as well. Here we go again. I mentioned King Kong and the monkey dying in the end. I know the new King Kong movies, the monkey doesn't die. It's some whole new thing. But yes, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of reboots and redos of film. I'm not going to go see Aladdin. I saw Aladdin already. Even I don't care if it was a cartoon. I saw it. And let me tell you something. It's not The Godfather. It's not Goodfellas. It's not one of those movies I want to see again and again and again. The Lion King, live action? Nah. I heard Hakuna Matata once and all the bad Elton John songs from that movie. And I'm an Elton John fan. Not going to go see it. I know exactly what's going to happen. Same thing with bad ideas when it comes to the economy, when it comes to markets, when it comes to Wall Street. And here we are again. That's right. Lenders are now going to borrowers with harder-to-document finances. Yes. Here we go. Didn't we see this movie 10 years ago? Didn't we see what happens when we start giving out loans to people who shouldn't have those loans? Nothing good comes of it. Nothing. Yep. We're at it again. Monkey dies in the end. Anyway. Got to take a break. You are listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is still saying that there's a possibility that he could declare a national emergency on the U.S.-Mexico border. At the White House today, President Trump said he would wait to see, though, what Congress can do first.
On February 15th, the committee will come back. And if they don't have a wall, I don't even want to waste my time reading what they have.
And as far as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying there will be no border funding,
she's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
The extreme weather across the Midwest is now responsible for at least 10 deaths. Forecasters say temperatures will begin to warm up gradually over the next 24 to 36 hours. But for these folks, that's not soon enough.
The wind chill's probably the worst of it.
And it's like hard to take a breath in. It's affecting my lungs a little bit.
That audio courtesy of ABC 7 Television in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended.